Working at Having a Ball, we'll get Riggo's pick next hour and find out the exact point spread. And, of course, we're going to do Punk's picks a little bit later on as well. So stand by for fun. I'm telling you what, I love life. You know, even though this is deadly serious, I mean, the radio business, frankly, there's a tremendous amount of responsibility when you get your yap in front of a microphone serving Washington and Baltimore. But it's nowhere near the responsibility I had when I held a scalpel in my hand. When I have a guy literally awaiting filleting on the table. Yes, I was pompous. I'd walk into the OR every day, I'd throw my arms skyward, I'd scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" I was chief of surgery at Plum and General. I mean, I make a mistake here and... Oh, sure, it's embarrassing, but I'd rather have embarrassment than death. You see, when I was a doctor, you screw up one day. You know, you got somebody opened up. You're trying to take out an appendix and you actually skewer the duodenum. Or is it duodenum? Oh, God forbid you should sever the far-flung Isles of Langerhan there. Well, I remember... I don't know what would happen to me. We left some things behind inside this one guy. I don't know, the Redskins were on. And, you know, the assisting nurse had these huge tatas. It was very distracting. On the one hand, I'm trying to watch the game. I'm trying to get a glimpse of cleavage. And we accidentally left some equipment behind inside this man's abdomen. So he came back in several days later complaining of distress. We ran him through the x-ray and we said to the guy, "Very sorry, sir, but seemed to have left a sponge behind. Tell you what, we'll put you under the gas, we'll open you up, have you out of here in no time." So we open him up, remove the sponge, re-sew the guy, and send him limping on away with his Darvon prescription and a slap on the back. But when, you know, he returns like a week later, he says, "I still got gut pain." We run him through the x-ray and, how could we have missed that? There's a clamp in there. Said, "Sir, sorry to do this to you, but we got a clamp for there. Now, we can't cut through the same incision. Looks like we're on the verge of sepsis. So, I tell you what, we'll have to go in through your back. Get that clamp out of there." So we go in, we take out the clamp, and he's lying there kind of woozy in the recovery area. I walked in there to check on him before I left, make sure all the vitals were stabilized. And sure enough, he looked like he was going to make it. That's when I made the mistake of turning around and asking the head nurse, "Mary, have you seen my hat?" The guy fainted. No, sir, no, it's okay, really. It's
paging fine. Dr. Grease Minnelli. Paging Dr. Grease Minnelli.
The Grease Man on DC 101.